Today, Spain will pardon 9 jailed leaders of Catalonia's failed 2017 independence bid as a step towards ending conflict in the region. Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez says his government has opted for reconciliation, and he believes the pardons to be approved by Cabinet today will pave the way for this path. However, not everyone agrees with the Prime Minister's move, and the Spanish opposition says it undermines the rule of law. How is the move being greeted in Catalonia? Victoria Alsina is Minister for Foreign Action and Open Government in the Executive Council of Catalonia, and thank you for joining us. And Prime Minister Sánchez made his announcement in Barcelona yesterday. What is expected to happen now today?
Good morning from Barcelona, Mayuri. So today the Spanish government will approve, right, the pardoning of these 6 politicians that yesterday, precisely with the approval of this report from the Council of Europe, they said that they are considered political prisoners, right, from the definition that the same Council of Europe did a few years ago. So today they will approve the release of these 9 people. And we expect that in the following 24 hours, the Supreme Court will move the papers and the next steps forward, and they will be out. But the Catalan government does not consider this the solution. It considers this a good option for the prisoners and the families, but not at all the solution to the political conflict that we have.
This is a pardon that the Prime Minister has offered and which will be approved by Cabinet, we anticipate, a little later on. And while the Catalan leaders will be freed, it is the case, is it not, that their convictions will stand? This is not an amnesty.
This is not an amnesty. Indeed, the petition of the Catalan government here is precisely to go for this amnesty, because these are 9 people. But we have more than 3,000 people that is affected. And these 3,000 people include politicians, lower-ranking officials, people who participated in demonstrations that are retaliated by the Spanish authorities. So we call for an amnesty. Indeed, we consider that what it has been approved yesterday by the Council of Europe can be considered a recommendation of promoting an amnesty de facto, right? And we also think that this amnesty should come together with the negotiation of a referendum. The right to decide has a huge support in the Catalan society. More than 70% of people support the organization of a referendum. A lot of people have in mind the example in Scotland. And here, just to sum up, the position of the Catalan government is amnesty and let's go for a referendum. This is just a step, right?
But despite the fact that it is short of the amnesty that you wish for, will the Catalan leaders and the Catalan government now enter into talks with Prime Minister Sánchez for greater reconciliation and for greater, I suppose, awareness by the Spanish authorities of your cultural identity?
The next step, as we agree, all the members of the current Catalan government, is to sit in this table and to negotiate with the Spanish government what comes next, right? And then here I should say that the red line for the Catalan government is precisely to move further and to talk about amnesty, the right to choice, the right to vote, right? And this is the starting point of this table. We consider that this is the agreement and this is the next step, but we will be ambitious in this table because we really consider that the release of these 9 people is not the solution to the conflict.
And we thank you for your time this morning, Victoria Alsina, Minister for Foreign Action and Open Government in the Executive Council of Catalonia.